This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Men's March Madness fizzled last night, 53-41. It sounds like a halftime score, but that was the final score in the championship game as the UConn Huskies beat the Butler Bulldogs, the fewest total points in a title game since 1949. We've asked Ken Pomeroy to help us chew through the numbers. He tracks all sorts of college basketball statistics on his website, kenpom.com. And Ken, we talked to you last week on the program. Welcome back.
Thanks, Melissa. I'm glad to be back.
Well, let's start with Butler's abysmal shooting, just 3-for-31 on two-point shots, a new low for an NCAA tournament game. What else do your numbers show? Purely a dreadful offense, or does this reflect really great defense on UConn's part?
Well, UConn did play very good defense. There's no taking that away from them. It was a combination of very good UConn defense and Butler just having an off night, to say the least. That 2-point percentage of 10% was the worst 2-point percentage of any Division I game this season. So it's not just a tournament record, not just a Final Four record. I mean, this was a historically bad game in exactly the wrong time to have it.
Anything in your statistics that Butler's low score doesn't reveal?
Well, they actually had some quality offensive rebounding. They were able to take care of the ball very well. They did some good things offensively. If you'd told me going in that they were going to offensive rebound 35% of their shots and they were only going to turn the ball over on about one out of every 10 possessions, I would have said they're going to score some points. But in the end, it's still about putting the ball in the basket, and Butler could only put the ball in the basket 12 times last night.
And Connecticut came out on top, but it wasn't pretty getting there.
No, for sure. And Butler's bad offensive night really masked the fact that they played some pretty good defense themselves. UConn shot 19-for-55, which ordinarily would probably lose you about 80% of your games. But because of Butler's poor showing, UConn was able to pull it out, even with only 55 points. And part of the reason was they, too, got good offensive rebounding. So they were able to get some more cracks at the basket, and they just were able to convert a little bit more often than Butler was.
You know, I wonder, looking back at the numbers that you've been tracking throughout the season, were there any tip-offs of what this matchup would look like? Or was this completely off the charts?
It wasn't completely off the charts. I mean, you can never predict something as awful as what we saw, but neither team was a good shooting team during the season. And in particular, UConn had played some pretty good defense of late. They held Kentucky to 12-for-35 on their two-point shooting in the previous game in the Final Four, which is pretty bad. Not as bad as Butler would end up shooting, but it's still pretty bad. So in that sense, you know, you could see some signs that Butler was not going to shoot very well, but you know, there was no way to predict what ended up unfolding.
You know, one of the things you track on your site, Ken, is luck, right? Do you also track just bad luck?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, that enters into every game. And if you watch the game last night, as I said, UConn played good defense, but Butler had some pretty easy shots in the second half that they ended up getting, and it was like by that point they were so flustered. You know, they were blowing layups, they were blowing shots where they, you know, had a clear path to the basket, and that contributed to their low point total for sure.
Okay. Ken Pomeroy crunches NCAA basketball numbers for his website, kenpom.com. Ken, enjoy the offseason.
All right. Thanks a lot.